Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I wanted to talk about my song, Trauma. I wrote a song a very long time ago about going through a lot of bad experiences, because it applies to the past where growing up I was living in a chaotic, violent household where there was always violence with my parents and so on, and there was abuse, and there was, you know, broken windows, police officers, seeing people go to jail, et cetera, all the time. So that was trauma, to see that and to experience it outside my growing up, and also experiencing it with children at my MOK school, making fun of me and being targeted, beat up, fights. So I had so much chaos and trauma in my life. But that wasn't the only experience. Even as an adolescent, being a victim of crime, mugging, I could have got killed. My very first experience was seeing a bullet go over my head, but beat up to the point of no conscious, just all these bad experiences. But as an artist, it influenced me to write about it. So here is my song, Trauma, what I experienced. Because I'm going to talk about it afterwards, about how it applies now in my life. Because dealing with trauma is an unfortunate karmic situation, because I am dealing with situations that dealt with insanity and sane people. Here is Trauma. One of my first recordings, Trauma. It was a period where I went through a lot, made fun of, being an outcast, to being harassed, being beat up, a victim of crime in upstate New York. And when I came to L.A., I was living on the streets. I suffered, got robbed, a victim of crime, etc. So I experienced it over and over again. So as a rock and roller at that time, I wrote the lyrics, and I came up with the idea with the song, and I put the song together, and I went to studio, and I made Trauma. Trauma was just an illustration of my life, of dealing with the experience of being traumatized by a very bad experiences with criminals or people who did something really, truly horrific to me. But at the same time, I written the song because it was a catharsis to heal from the child abuse or from the adult homelessness or being a victim of a crime as an adult or being robbed as an adult when I was in Los Angeles. And I still am in Los Angeles, but it does apply to today. Because going to store and walking in and dealing with an insane, crazy person who I don't know talking at me and threatening me and saying crazy things to try to press my buttons and make threats and, you know, follow me around for 20 years who I have no attraction to. At my building now where I live and nearby. So I dealt with some insane, crazy strangers. Neighbors, former neighbors who I don't have no attraction, I don't know. I dealt with people from my hometown where people come up to me and target me. So the world can be a dangerous place. So trauma was what it was about. It does apply to today, from being a victim of crime and mugging to being beat up to the point where I couldn't walk and to being beat up or, you know, a gun shot at me that was in the past, to the present of healing and trying to be myself and come across a crazy person. I think they're jealous of me because I own a little home or ambitious or who don't want me to succeed in academia and who don't want me to make it in industry because of jealousy and at the same time trying to commit fraud by trying to steal my songs. So it can be trauma in a sense of what's occurred because I'm dealing with a crazy, insane person. And coming across people who say they're very conservative and really they're racist, targeting me, saying things at me, harassing me, and I don't believe in conservatism. Or, you know, homophobes or racists or just plain black criminals. I mean, I suffered a lot of trauma being a gay person because the people outside were now are trying to force me to be, you know, harass me because I'm gay, thinking that I ain't gay and trying to force me to be straight, which I cannot be. So I've been through so many bad experiences with crazy people in the past and now, you know. Numerous experiences in childhood that I had to be very careful who I hang out with and what I do. But writing that song was a catharsis to heal thyself because a lot of the mental health problems that I experienced was from traumatic experience, being shot at, being attacked, being victimized, mugging. You know, I'm lucky to be alive right now. And I'm a goody two-shoes. I'm not an outlaw. I'm not somebody who has a ferocious temper that fights with everybody physically or do. I didn't go to jail. It's just that I was targeted simply because of who I was. And I had to be careful. So I had to write about it because it was traumatizing dealing with that or sleeping on the street and starving. So so that's what the song was all about. It does pertain to being careful not to become traumatized by crazy people or people who targeted me for their bigotry or their ignorance or some black woman keeps saying that I don't like this kind of person, and I don't even know her. I don't have no attraction to her. Or some Latin criminals who are jealous of me because of my music or think I'm famous, who don't want me to succeed for no reason. I don't even know them. They don't want me to succeed in music. They don't want me to own a home. They talk about my home all the time, and it's not worth talking about. They got to get their own home. I don't know them. My home do not belong to them. They must be a criminal or something, or people in my building with their religious bigotry targeting me because I'm gay and they don't want me to be gay, or harass me because they say racist things like I should stay with my own kind, which is a sign of a mental illness. And I was like, you should not be saying that in this day and time where there's lots of interracial marriages. People are hanging out with other people of different races, and we just passed a law. Interracial marriage is legal, so is gay marriage. The sodomy law was overturned 20 years ago. Gay marriage has been around for several years, even in California since 2013. I mean, where have they been? I got people coming, trying to target me and threaten me. I even had this guy thinking that if I don't do what I'm supposed to as a black person, he was going to hang me, and that could be a hate crime. It could be a hate crime for homophobia. So it could induce trauma. It could be a traumatic experience, but I'm strong to know that I can't let no one tell me how to live my life and what to do. I had to live my life on my own terms as long as I follow the law, hang out with whoever I want. While I am open-minded, I don't deserve to be a victim of a traumatic experience or harassment by some ignorant person with their beliefs or some crazy person who don't like me for no reason simply because of jealousy or someone that I do not know. Only thing that I do know of them is they live next door to me 20 years and keep coming over here 20 years later. That doesn't make sense. Or somebody near me who can't accept diversity or can't mind a business simply because they're a criminal or mentally ill. That can induce trauma. That is traumatic. But I had to stay safe by keeping away from people like that. The song Trauma was an illustration of what trauma can do to the mind. It can cause stress, and the person can lose themselves. And I'm not going to lose myself. I healed myself already to know that I'm a good person. I ain't bothering nobody. I do not deserve to be harassed or targeted by some crazy person who, for ulterior motives, or by some person who's a bigot. And that's what the song Trauma is for me. I had some really horrific experiences, but at the same time, becoming a songwriter, becoming a singer was a catharsis because I was able to write a lot about those experiences. There are other experiences that are written about. Some of them have not been released, but there was Tragedy Is Not What I Am, and there was a Struggle that I didn't release, and then there was Outcast. Those are illustrations of trauma and bad experiences that I was able to write about because I suffered some angst and I suffered some horrific experiences in the past. And unfortunately, currently, there are situations that do remind me to be careful that from past experiences, I am still going through similar situations. And this time in the form of insanity and bigotry and jealousy, and that I should not be dealing with this, especially from strangers who simply don't like me by the way I look or who I love, or simply are jealous of me, and they should not be. I don't have much to show. I don't know why, but I have to be careful. And that's why being careful not to go through another trauma is essential to staying healthy. Good day, good night from Dove Night.